you ain't got the knack. And then pulled up in my Chevrolet, found out you couldn't look my way. She rides in my back, honey, likes to ride around in style. Hot tears, gas, get 20 gallons to the mile. Chauffeur driven, honey, know she's gonna drive the fellas wild.
Drive wild, boy.
You ain't got the knack in that. Pulled up in my Chevrolet, found out she couldn't look my way. She rides in the back, honey, likes to ride around in style. Hot tears, gas, getting 20 gallons to the mile. Chauffeur driven, honey, know she's gonna drive those fellas.
Fine day in the life of a thing. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar. Slight late start today. This heat's like messing with everything. Just trying to walk here from the car. It's so trying not to melt. In any case, I have a long one tonight because the DJ after me is not going to be in, so I'm subbing for him as well. So I've got 3 hours today. I'll be here till 5 o'clock. So let's start with some local bands. Some new actually, I got new tunes from local bands, which is pretty cool. First, a brand new single, summer single, from local band Fire in the Field. It's going to be. It was released on the 25th, so a couple of days ago, I guess. And the song's Under the Sun. It's a summer single, a different sound and style than usual for them, but it's pretty good stuff. It's Fire in the Field.
Under the moon.
Okay, that was some new stuff from local bands. Excuse me. First, you heard Fire in the Field with a brand new single, Under the Sun, a summer single. A little different than the usual. It was good stuff. It was just released like at the end of last week. After that, you heard the band Death Pesos with their brand new single, Madam Sorceress. And Death Pesos will be at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain, Mass. Saturday night at the 8 p.m. show. Then singer-songwriter Abby Barrett with Better Machine from her new disc, AB Sides. The Abby Barrett Band will be playing at the Sinclair in Harvard Square in Cambridge Saturday night. Now I have a few more local bands with shows this week. Thursday night there's going to be another screening of the Chet's Last Call documentary, which some of us saw, geez, I forget how far back, a few months ago. I don't know, remember when it was, but anyway. It's another screening at the Brattle Theater in Harvard Square this time around. It's followed by an after party at the Once Lounge in Somerville. So I have a couple of the bands who are going to be playing at that show. First, the Grave Dancers with Tremolo Road from their self-titled album. This Boston band has two members who were in the local band Harlequin in the late 70s, early 80s, and should spend plenty of time playing at Chet's Last Call. So here are the Grave Dancers with Tremolo Road.
Yeah. This is called NyQuil Stinger, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Seducing teen girls online is easy. A lot of them feel so lonely and misunderstood. I don't even need to lie about my age. They're just glad they're talking to someone
older I can trust. They're more mature than the guys at my school and understand me better than other
teen girls are very trusting. You just have to tell them they're beautiful and special, and you can wear down whatever suspicions they have.
Have an understanding of real love. It's not all about looks. They know that doesn't matter when you're totally in love.
Love is the final piece of the puzzle. They believe anything I tell them because
I don't see why you shouldn't meet someone you totally trust. I mean, if someone really cares about you, there's no danger in
meeting them. No matter how long it takes, is always the goal. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn more. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Hmm. Oh, gee, why does that PSA remind me of the HBO show Euphoria? Act okay, first I heard The Grave Dances with Tremolo Road. And as I said, on Thursday night is a screening of the Chet's Last Call documentary at the Brattle Theater and an after party at the Once Lounge in Somerville. And The Grave Dances will be playing there, as will the next band you heard, Classic Ruins. That was NyQuil Stinger from Room Start Spinning. Classic Ruins started in the late 70s, had some discs out in the 80s, and they still play out sometimes, as they will be on Thursday night. Then you heard Cruel Miracle with their single, What You Need. It's a local rock band formed in 2014, and they'll be playing Saturday night at the Square Root in Rosendale, Mass. Now I have a few non-local bands who are going to be in town this week. Brian Ferry will be at the Opera House in Boston next Monday night, the 5th. He was the lead singer for Roxy Music from 1970 to 83, then from 2001 till 2011, and doing solo work during the time in between. And on this tour, he plans to play songs from Roxy Music's 1982 album, Avalon, the band's last album. So from Avalon, here's More Than This.
Falling leaves in the night. feel this way. What a wicked thing to do, to let me dream of you. What a wicked thing to say. You never felt this way. What a wicked thing to do, to make me dream.
You can be cool,
you can be shy. Say what you are, say what you like.
All right. So these were a couple of bands coming to town this week. First, you heard Roxy Music. Actually, Brian Ferry's coming to town. But you heard from Roxy Music's song Avalon, More Than This. And he plans to play songs from that album at the show, which is next Monday night, the 5th, at the Opera House in Boston. After that, you heard Wicked Game from Chris Isaak from his third album, 1989's Heart-Shaped World. Song didn't become a huge hit until 1991. An instrumental version of it was used in the 1990 David Lynch movie Wild at Heart. Then an Atlanta station music director, Lee Chestnut, who was obsessed with David Lynch movies, began playing Isaac's version. Became the station's most requested song, spread to other stations around the country, and became a top 10 hit. I'm sure the hot video on MTV didn't hurt either. I first heard that song on the soundtrack of a soap opera I watched back then. I love that song. Chris Isaak's released a number of albums and done some acting as well. And he will be at the Wilbur Theater in Boston on Saturday night. Then you heard English glam rock band The Struts with Body Talks from their 2018 album Young and Dangerous. Their shows are often sold out. They've opened the Rolling Stones, the Who, Foo Fighters. And The Struts will be playing tomorrow night at the House of Blues in Boston. Although I wouldn't be surprised if that one's already sold out, too. And now I have for you several real good hard rock bands. And I love these bands. I play them on my show, but I feel like I haven't been playing them that much lately. There's so much good stuff coming in all the time. It's hard to fit all the songs you want to play, you know? But first I get Rival Sons with Do Your Worst from their 2019 album Feral Roots. They're a great hard rock band from Long Beach, California. And I've seen them live a few times. And if you ever have the opportunity, I recommend it. They're great live, too. And you had to check out the pipes on singer Jay Buchanan. It's like, wow. So here is Rival Sons with Do Your Worst.
tongue. Get you in your own house.